My name's Sandra Gregory, and I guess I'm the founder.
When did you start it?
I just got back from West Africa, so that would have been 2019, 2020.
Where did the idea come from to start it?
It's now become, I'll call Edith the legendary story, but from one of, I call, the famous seniors. And Edith, I don't think you're going to mind me saying your name on radio. So Edith was walking down by the Big Eddy Bridge, but I didn't know it was her. All I saw was literally someone in a coat, and it was like when we had the minus 20 plus degree weather. So I was going over the Big Eddy Bridge, and I saw what looked like someone with a walker, and it, like, in the dark, going around the corner in that cold. And so I got to the bridge, and I was like, no. And I was like, I gotta go back. Like, that... Is everything okay? And it was Edith, and Edith would have been, I guess, 88 at that time. She couldn't get her car out. She didn't call anyone, and so she decided to walk to her church group in that weather with black ice. So I basically stopped and was like, I need you to get into my my car, which, looking at back now, kudos to her. So she got in my Jeep, and I drove her to her church group, and I gave her my number and just said, like, there's help there. Please just give me a call because it's cold. I don't want to ever see you doing that again. I will call, actually, I should say Edith is the founder. Because then she gave my number to her senior friends. Not kidding. So all of a sudden I'm getting these random calls at like 6 a.m. And everyone has landlines. So they just call me and call me and call me. And anyone that knows me knows that 6 a.m. is not Sandra friendly. So, yeah, so then it was like just random calls of like, hey, this is XYZ and I need help with this and I don't have anyone. Like, what started happening was somehow reached, I guess, like by trust, because, you know, Edith had given out this number. They trusted Edith, which in turn they trusted me. And then the more I would show up, the more it would kind of work. And then I just started, people started helping. And I think that is the coolest thing about Rebel Stoke Unstuck. It's incredibly holistic in a way that, you know, everyone kind of works full time, but there's not a specific, you know, demographic to volunteers. A lot of volunteers tend to be retired because there is just more time. And ours included, you know, the recent ski bum to town, to the working mom, to the retiree, to, you know, someone like me that works a pretty demanding job. And it was a great combination because then when COVID hit, we could help, but we could also socialize in a safe way. You know, you'd shovel out someone's driveway and say like, hey, how are you? Without having, you know, breach of any of the rules and so on and so forth. So I think COVID really, really kind of pushed Rebel Stoke Unstuck through because then it was really isolating for everyone. And not just for the people inside, for the volunteers, I'm sure for anyone listening to this, it was a really tough time. But for our seniors, the little ability for social engagement that they had went to zero. And that's when we started to realize, like, as I got more calls, because we tried a Rebel Stoke Unstuck number and they just kept calling me. Didn't matter. Still, this is the way it goes. So I just kind of gave that up. But, you know, you started to hear stories that were just heartbreaking, like surprising someone with roses that hadn't been given roses in 25 years. I always use Edith as inspiration. You know, she is one strong woman who's doing a lot of things, but also trying to help her friends. And then, unfortunately, we had one of the seniors I was closest to pass away during COVID, and a lot of it had to do with the isolation. But when we met her, she basically didn't want to live. And she said that. And I won't go into detail on the radio, but she was on her own. She lost her entire family. And I still get teary-eyed about it. So I started, you know, doing what I can and taking them out for dinner. Like, before COVID, I would literally have, like, Friday nights with my ladies. And I would pick the widows up and or whoever wanted to join. And it was my date night. And it was awesome. But yeah, we started to realize that there were so many stories and so much pride that, you know, their pensions didn't increase. They retired 30 years ago. You know, we're struggling with inflation, myself included, as it is. how are they going to pay for big things like snow removal? Or, you know, reach out when they have a landline that they sometimes hear because they're hearing challenges, and the idea of community connection sometimes is so foreign to them. Even though it's an amazing organization, I don't need that, especially senior men. Like, we paid a vet bill, I guess it was last year. I can't remember last year or the year before. And, you know, we heard about it from the vet clinic, and they couldn't get a hold of him because his phone was disconnected from my understanding. And we just used our private funds and paid it for him. His animal was his family. So we discovered a lot of kind of the underbelly, I would say. And then COVID, like I said, multiplied it by even just us shoveling someone's yard and waving and saying, hey, how are you?
How has Revelstoke Unstuck changed your life?
I have met the most incredible people. I think, you know, it's like that saying goes, you never know the character of people until you're in a challenging situation. And that is the absolute beauty of this community. The idea that I can reach out and say, I don't know you, you don't know me, but we have this mutual friend. So don't get me wrong, I really want to make sure we stay as safe as possible. And it is a neighborly thing. Or I've heard of you. We have a neighbor, like I did this week. We have a neighbor on Douglas. I haven't heard from her. She hasn't let me know whether she needs her pathway shoveled. Can you just do a drive-by for me? Because I was out of town at the time. And to have multiple responses of people going, yeah, Sandra got it. That is the most heartwarming, incredible part of it. So as far as changing my life, I think that I have met some of the toughest seniors. I hope that I am that fiery at 88, 90. And at the same time, you know, Ella and Celine, they helped me with this, but they've become more than best friends and family, and we didn't know each other. So I couldn't say enough about it. I'm incredibly thankful for the Revelstoke Unstuck family and just this community.
And aside from giving people rides and like it seems to be the main thing is shoveling people out, but what other, and paying vet bills, but what other kind of things do Revelstoke Unstuck do kind of on the regular?
It really depends. Like it started off as like, here's my number if you need anything. Like it wasn't specific to snow shoveling. I think what we realized, because it was such a big snow year, that a lot of these seniors couldn't afford it. You know, there was an article in the paper and it was like half their pension was just snow removal. So that's where I think we got the name, where I was like, okay, here's the need. We can help out with that, because we had physically able people. Then I had to kind of figure it out again to be like, okay, so what do we actually do? And it's like, well, we help the vulnerable, you know, if they're financially or physically unable to do something. So like anything, it just, we get the call and it's like, someone needs a couch moved, you know, someone needs ice off their in a wheelchair, whatever that may be. Someone, hey, can't pay their vet bill. And so I didn't really section us into something. It was the coolest part about Revelstoke Unstuck was someone would literally call me and say, hey, I don't have toys for my kids for Christmas. And we had that last year. And at that time, like I was flying back and forth from Ontario. My mom had just been diagnosed with cancer and I was taking her through chemo, and, you know, you were keeping it pretty private and organizing Revelstoke Unstuck. And I think that's a lot of what kept me positive, because you're watching that happen to someone that you love that's incredibly strong and trying to balance them both. But we've never really, I don't think I've ever turned down a request. Outside of, you know, you get a few that you're like, okay, like that's kind of, you're able, or, you know, you have the financial means. Oh, we do it, but like, think about that, I guess, before, because there are volunteers that really have their own lives and are really scraping time off. But I think our biggest one, or the closest to heart, is Surprise Valentine's. Because that to me is an honor of, you know, the seniors that we lost, and myself and Ellen, like we're our own family member to, unfortunately, suicide and sickness during COVID. So surprise Valentine's Day kind of caught, like, last year was so cool because before I was funding it all myself. To have someone show up with, like, baked goods and, like, so many baked goods. And it was just a call out saying, this is what we do. But I think it's very characteristic of Revelstoke, where I literally put a post out, and the whole concept of Surprise Valentine, the first year was just to surprise the seniors that were incredibly isolated with flowers, and just remind them someone's thinking of them. So we started off that way, and then it kind of got bigger and bigger and bigger. And last year it was my sister flew out and I conned her into making all the bouquets with me on her first day here. So I'm not living that one down. I think anyone that's close to me wants, like, nothing to do with Valentine's just because they know how much work that they'll have to do. But yeah, so we started, whether it was, you know, you're hearing crazy stories of not just widowers, like, I just lost my husband or just lost my, but, like, someone was going through brain cancer last year. And then seniors that a care worker would say, listen, no one's visited them. To someone that, you know, just had a rough day or they wanted to recognize in the community. So it's that kind of spread joy and be like, hey, in case you haven't told, you know, been told lately, you're awesome. You're very much appreciated. And we want to make your day. But we surprised all of Bigby Manor. I finished, I think, with over 100 deliveries, and there was four of us. It's a lot. So that one's, I'm hoping it'll be bigger, but people started donating, and it just, yeah, that really, really took off on me.
And I know that community connections with United Way and funded by the province or some details like that now house Better at Home that started in the springtime. Is Revelstoke Unstuck working with Deb to kind of team up, because you do offer similar things?
Yeah, I mean, that's the best scenario. Like, I've been in nonprofits for 20 plus years, and I do a lot of volunteer work overseas. This is the ultimate, right? We saw a need, and then we had Revy Helps. So we've always worked in conjunction because we aren't the nonprofit. You know, we're not that we haven't wanted to go down that road, but we do like the organic and the holistic of just being a group of good neighbors. Well, having that resource, but to have better homes with the seniors that need more care than, you know, realistically we can provide consistently, I think is amazing. But to see that that need has been proven, I think is the best. Deb is amazing at what she does. She's very passionate. It's we work in conjunction because the reality is that as much as some people may need it, that paperwork and the process is very overwhelming, and they will not see that they need it, but they're fine to call their neighbor Sandra and ask Sandra to come and drop them somewhere. You know, it's this weird thing, right? Because it's not, you know, you're not identifying, I guess, with all this paperwork and everything else. You're just calling a buddy. And that's why I think we've been so successful, is we broke a barrier that says, you know, we're not this, but we work with this. And so, you know, when you're dealing with someone saying, I need coal for my fire, I have three young kids, and you get them coal, and yes, we'll get the toys, but hey, here's Community Connections, here's Lynn at the Women's Shelter, like, here's all these great programs that are more sustainable. It's a conversation that I have more often than not with more severe cases, but we'll help you out in the meantime. And I think that's where I see us progressing, hopefully in more of, you know, there is a great group of volunteers and baseless there, whether it's, you know, with the homeless or, you said, all these different demographics, you just give me a shout and we'll try to point you in the right direction.
Right, so you could maybe see a situation and prod them or just let them know that that service is available, like at a more official level through Better at Home.
Absolutely. Like, that's where, you know, again, as our seniors get older from 4 years ago, there are some that need a lot more care. And I think I would feel better with that dedication, but we still go in and we check on them. And it's the same as, we're very lucky, there's a lot of great support systems. The WIM shelter has amazing counseling and, you know, these safeguards. So for people that are comfortable maybe calling me or calling Rebel Stoke and Stock aren't really ready to take that step yet, we try to be that bridge to be like, it's okay, we actually work with them, they're great. I know this may be a little daunting to you, and usually I'll give a heads up to whoever that is to say, just so you know, if this person comes across, you know, here's what I know, here's where I've sent them, just to give some context, and I'll have a very open conversation. Would you like me to do an introduction? Would you like XYZ? What are you comfortable in sharing? But it's also, you know, they do work on limited budgets. So I think it'd be pretty unrealistic to expect that, you know, Better Homes can pay for a vet bill in the categories that they serve. But we can certainly review it because, you know, we're not going through all this process that is, you know, completely justified. But we can kind of work outside the lines sometimes. And that's what I enjoy is I'm, you know, when I'm personally funding it or we're looking at donations, we take it very seriously and we look at the different avenues, but we're not leaving someone in need if we can help them. So, yeah.
Do you know how many people volunteer for Rebel Stoke on Stock?
It really depends. Ella and Celine have been kind of my left and right hand. But I mean, we have Chloe, Chloe Rosmeta, but there's some pretty strong ones. So I would say dedicated, honestly, like consistent is probably 15 and under, but, overall, if we post, like it's becoming more and more popular. I think the group itself has like 600 members, but those are also seniors that keep watch. And then like I got a message last week saying, hey, could you help my neighbor? I think someone just slipped on their driveway and I don't think, you know, they have help for this. I'm like, yeah. What's the address? Like, well, we don't really talk to them, but we were just seeing that. I'm like, okay. So I would say that I have never had to turn down a request, because we always have someone that answers it.
It's so funny to me that you're seen as like some kind of expert when like anyone could go and check on somebody who slipped in their driveway, but you're just like the one that they call.
Yeah, story of my life. And sometimes like I actually have no idea. Like, I hope they're okay.
Sure, I'll be right there.
Yeah, I'm definitely a yes person there. Where I'm like, no, I'll take care of it. We'll figure it out. But I guess that's what's made us approachable. Like, you know, when we were going to surprise Valentine's Day and then I got a message being like, can you surprise the entire senior center at Mount Bigby? I was like, okay. And like, we didn't even have enough flowers here. I had to run to Kelowna and like pick my sister from the airport being like, you got to make these bouquets. And then after that happened, they're like, well, you forgot about this manor. And I'm like, okay, we'll do that one too. And then, yeah, by the time we got done, I don't know. I just believe that you don't know how much just lending a hand can matter to someone when not just they're down in their luck, like COVID was tough and there was a lot of isolation and just so many things that we all had to go through as a community and as people. To know that you have someone that's going to call, in worst case, I'm going to listen to them and I'm going to say, here's where I think you should be going. Or, you know, again, it's very rare that I've had to say we can't get involved in that. But even I put a post out and maybe there's someone that knows or wants to. But it was just an ease of access of maybe Sandra knows someone. And then I'd be like, maybe Dave knows someone. And Dave's like, maybe, you know, Ellen knows someone. And that's just kind of how we worked it all out.
And do you help certain people, like do you have a list of people that get their driveway shoveled regularly and how many people are on that?
So last count, last year was 40. Some of them have moved into care homes. And because we've been so regular with it, a lot of them are already kind of taken by volunteers, which is awesome. Like what we realized is it was much easier when you connected and said, hey, this is Megan, this is Edith. Megan's going to be taking care of you for this season. And if Megan can't, Megan's going to let Sandra know. Sandra's going to do a put a call out. Because then there was consistency of like, hey, they're not looking so cheery, or, you know, and it wasn't, I say it's stalkerish, but it was more of just recognizing and also building that relationship. So there was a safety in. They knew how much time there was for that driveway. So the last 2 years, we've really started to work off that. But, like, I gave Better Homes, so we cross-reference, like, here's our regular list. But I would say on average when we get a good snowfall, I'm still getting 5 to 10, or probably actually 10 calls from people that are like, I really have no idea how they got the number. I got like 3 of them. I honestly don't know, because we don't even like put my number on a poster. So I always go back to Edith. But they have my personal number. So yeah, they'll just call and be like, hey, I need your help. I'm like, okay, we'll do that. But yeah, it's the most we've ever had is 40 regulars. And then the rest, sorry, it's just inconsistent. There'll be some, like now I've got some seniors that text, which is awesome. But the ones that still have the landlines, like if they don't get me, yeah, they'll call me 5 times, like 6 a.m.'s nothing for them. They're awake. And,
they probably got up at 4.
Oh yeah. No, they're watching the snow. They're definitely watching the snow. But like, it's just like call, and then, and I'm not getting it, but then it turns into, are you okay? Like, I am. It's just, it's 6:30. You started at 6. It's good to hear you too. So, I typically work out of town. But I mean, Revelstoke is home, and Revelstoke and Stuck is very much something that I know, not as important, but I think it brings a lot of smiles to people's faces, myself included. But I always appreciate help from the community or neighbors to identify, or, you know, to just even do a drive-by for me sometimes, because that's what I had to do the last few years. It's just easier for us to kind of go around, and because sometimes people are awesome. Well, most of the time people are awesome. But, you know, someone would shovel out a driveway for us, or a walkway, or, you know, we do have volunteers. So when I talk to people, it's like, I understand that you want that done at 7 a.m., but we'll do our best. So sometimes they ask someone else and ask someone else. And I think that's the challenging part, I would say, if anything, out of all of this is, you know, you send a volunteer there that's taking time out of their day, and whatever was needed was already done, but no one's let me know. And that's really tough. Or, you know, we have the wrong address, or someone actually doesn't want the help that, you know, someone's called behalf. So, you know, if there's anyone that's like, hey, Sandra, it's really snowing. Sometimes I might not always know. Like I said, I was flying back and forth with my mom with cancer, which is super tough, trying to kind of be present on both sides. So I'll always take a helping hand in regards to FYI. And, you know, if you don't use Facebook, like we have some that's like a flip cell. But this year, what I'm really trying to do, and thanks to Better Homes too, is reduce the workload, where if we don't show up, I don't know if someone's going to show up, and I know this person needs help. And that was, you know, 5 to 7 days. And if you multiply that by even 20 people, and then you're getting into 30, I mean, for people that work full time and are going through that, that's a lot of time and effort of logistics. And that comes from me. So, yeah, I'm hoping that it'll be, say, more joyous, but, you know, people get in their ski day and then shovel something. But yeah, I am very, very grateful for the awesome people that make Revelstoke and Stuck possible. So thanks.
I don't think I have any more questions. Is there anything I missed that people need to know about?
Surprise Valentine's is around the corner. So, this is my favorite day of the year. So if you do know someone that, you know, could use a smile, that needs a nomination, if you want to dress in your best Valentine's Day attire, it is an amazing day where we just surprise people that, again, could use a smile, could use a reminder. I tend to focus on widowers, or someone going through something really tough, but I have a feeling we'll probably do over 100 drop-offs this year, easy, if we still do what we did last year. So just message me, give me a shout, but I'll be announcing that once we finish the holiday season. But no, I just want to say people are awesome, and yeah, this would not be possible without all of them.